The divide over so-called sanctuary cities is heating up in Southern California. This week, the Orange County Board of Supervisors voted to join a Trump administration lawsuit against the state sanctuary law. The Justice Department filed suit against California earlier this month. It's suing because California passed a measure called SB 54 last fall. It limits just who local law enforcement can question or detain when they're assisting federal immigration authorities. Orange County isn't alone in California in fighting back against the state law. The Los Alamitos City Council has voted to exempt the city from that law, and a handful of other communities in the area are also considering similar measures. Roxana Kopetman is a reporter for the Orange County Register and the Southern California News Group. Roxana, we know that California has typically become a welcoming place for immigrants, but how is Orange County now different?
Right. So Orange County has a long history in the anti-immigration movement. It was the birthplace of Proposition 187 more than two decades ago. That was a ballot initiative that sought to restrict benefits to people living in the country illegally, including public education. It was passed by the voters. At the time, it was called the Save Our State initiative. Portions of it were struck down in the courts, and so it never took hold. But that sentiment in many ways still remains in the county, even though demographically it has changed so much, and we can also talk about that.
What are the demographics of Orange County?
Orange County is very, very diverse, not just with the increase in Latinos in the 1990 census, for example. 64% of Orange County was white. Two decades later, 44% of the county is white. And we're seeing not only an increase in Latinos, but also in the Asian population. There's, of course, Little Saigon and Westminster. We have not one, but two Korean business enclaves in Garden Grove and Buena Park. If you meander away from Disneyland, you can nosh on some great falafel or hang out at a hookah lounge in the Little Arabian neighborhood. So it's a very, very diverse area.
And how have the politics changed over that time?
So Orange County, California has been a Republican stronghold. For a long, long time, it was touted as the nation's most Republican county. But with these demographic changes, we're seeing policy and political changes. So in 2016, Hillary Clinton took Orange County. It was the first time since the Great Depression that this county voted for a Democrat during a presidential election. And now we got four congressional districts that are considered potential toss-ups and could flip from Republican to Democrat. So there are changes coming about. The number of registered Democrats in the county actually is on pace to outnumber Republicans, possibly in the next year.
So then what is the main argument that's been brought up against a designation of sanctuary city or sanctuary cities within Orange County and for joining this Trump administration lawsuit?
Well, it depends on what side is explaining how that came about. You know, one side would say that it's political and even call it racist and xenophobic. Another side says that it's time to fight back a state that has circumvented federal law. And they cite things like public safety. They feel that if someone has committed a crime, regardless of the crime, even though they have served their time, they should be deported. So it's more about the rule of law. Law and order, public safety.
This is not the first political divide by any means in the state. But what does this particular issue say about California and where it is, at least on the issue of immigration?
Well, California certainly has its blue pockets, its red pockets. People think of California as the pro-immigrant state, as a very liberal state, and I would say it is. But Donald Trump did get nearly 4.5 million votes here. So to put it in perspective, California is a supermajority Democrat state. So whatever divisions there are here, it's a lopsided one. And I think what we're seeing is that those who have felt left out are now having their say.
Is there any expectation that because of a vote like this, things will change on the ground, that people who are in the country illegally, whether or not they have committed any crime, are now at risk, maybe are planning on moving elsewhere? Any evidence of that?
Well, people certainly feel more at risk. This kind of talk spurs considerable anxiety. I have heard of people who are going back to their native country, even including people who have lived here their whole lives. Parents who are here undocumented are giving their power of attorney to other people in case they get deported. We're seeing more people seeking power of attorney so that their children have somewhere to go if they are removed from the country.
Roxana Kopetman is a reporter for the Orange County Register and the Southern California News Group, speaking to us from California. Thank you so much.
Thank you.